们非常谢谢李弟兄跟我们的分享。
And we thank you for doing this sharing with us this morning.
我听到他的分享，我是鼓励他跟我们分享一下，因为我想让更多人知道了各地都有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
And I hope that each of these people and a lot of people come to share with us because a lot of people want to know that there are those who are the Lord all over the world.
他背后有机会能够跟很多这些新来的弟兄姊妹都有一些的认识。
And then after the service, we have an opportunity to meet with those who are people for the first time.
刚刚我们在唱圣灵所喜悦的时候。
And we were singing the last song.
它是喜乐如旗振超扬
His joy is glad at his way.
从我心中的城堡
And his castle of my heart.
然后在他信后的时候，他说我要让人都看见，因为有主在我里面居住。
And then he said that the world may know the king is resident there.
那大家已经注意到这个翻译了。
I don't know if you noticed the translation.
So the king is in residence here.
So that the king is in residence here.
当我唱的时候，就想起来在英国，你如果到伦敦去的话
，and as you see, you know, we call that particularly kind of London. You go there.
英国的皇宫，白金汉宫就在伦敦的市中心。
The Buckingham Palace is right in the center of London.
在它这个 palace 的正顶上有一个旗子
，at the Buckingham Palace there's a flag.
当女王或是国王住在这个王宫里的时候，旗子就升起来。
And when the queen or the king is in the residence in that building at the time, the flag will be raised.
当他们到郊外其他的别墅、其他地方住处，或是到国外访问的时候，这个旗子就升起来。
When they are traveling or they are in the building, then the flag will be lowered.
所以当任何人开始经过这个时候，看到旗子就知道 ，Oh, king is here, oh, queen is here.
So when everyone travels, they drive by the palace, and they see the flag being lowered, the king or the queen is here.
所以到底我们怎么知道我们是有神住在我们里面呢
？So how do people know that God is in residence in us？
这个诗歌我刚刚唱的时候，突然想到，我就觉得这个诗歌其实写的很有背景的。
I said that this song is very wonderfully written with a very thoughtful and meaningful purpose。
我们每一个人心中的城堡，当喜乐的旗子扬起来的时候，就证明神住在我们中间。
And this flag is always raised in the castle of our heart, that it proves that the King is in residence there。
所以 Charles Wendell 曾经说过一句话
，Brother Charles Wendell says，
他说一个人跟神同住最好的明证就是他喜乐。
And the best proof of a person who is alive or living with the Lord is that there is a joy。
或者比较中文一点的讲法，就是喜乐是一个人与神同住最好的证明。
And joy is the best proof that God is with man。
所以我现在内心半夜十二时正在唱的这首歌。
But she's talking about what specifically service with the Holy Spirit.
真正的结束可能是今天吧。
And maybe today will be the last.
昨天的 series， 昨天我们十个十个人刚好烧家了在讲，或是大家都十个人起来了就不讲。
And unless we don't learn the lesson of joy, then we probably continue or maybe not.
因为失去实木讲不学从肉体，只学从只学从圣灵。大家不要觉得太多。
We have 17 messages on this theme, and I would like to ask everyone if you feel like there's too much of it.
因为我们这次讲的信息其实是要命的信息，非常重要的信息。
Because these series of messages, they are essential, they are crucial to our lives.
一个基督徒到底有没有活在圣灵里，比鱼有没有活在水里重要一些。
Whether a Christian is living in the presence of the Holy Spirit is more significant than a fish living in the midst of water.
因为鱼不活在水里，顶多就是死掉。
Because a fish is no longer in the water, at the very worst, it's dead.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们神的儿女是跟永恒、跟神永远的旨意发生关系。
But the children of God, we have something to do with eternity.
我们有没有活在圣灵里，不是只有今生的问题或今世的问题。
Whether we live in the Holy Spirit is not in this life, but it's a matter of life and death.
它是关乎永恒、关乎神永远旨意的。
But it has something to do with eternity, the eternal purpose.
所以，我们真的巴不得，不管我们讲在圣灵里的侍奉，在圣灵里的祷告，在圣灵里的喜乐，在圣灵里的生活形式也好，关键的词都在圣灵里。
Whether we're talking about service or prayer our being joyful. The key point is in the spirit.
所以千万不要以为我们一听到这个题目就哎呀又是这个题目。
Let's not have the attitude that oh it's the same thing again.
很多时候我们是否被。
A lot of times we don't know, but we really don't know.
很多时候我们是以为懂。
A lot of times we think we know.
那是更可怕的事情。
And that's even more dreadful.
也是有一个美国生人到中国北京出差去。
And there was an American businessman that went to China on a business trip.
他一回来就是要赶飞机，那天稍微晚了，是很急的，好像是大跌坐飞机去。
He was particularly late on his return trip, so he's trying to find a taxi.
今天来了一个司机师傅，他是一点都不懂。
A particular taxi driver showed up, he didn't know where to use.
现在的北京司机大概都懂一点基本英语，但是他讲广东话他听不懂。
Many of the drivers in Beijing now would know someone's English, but that particular person did not.
这个了，这个美国人实在不得了，又来不及了，怎么跟他一个飞机的样
子？ This American passenger didn't know how to communicate with them, so he kind of questioned that of an airplane.
那个司机是男司机。自己说笑的，他就开始很快的开了。
The driver gave him a big old smile, go and he got to continue to drive.
就是经常他把他的全身的口压低，哈哈哈
哈哈。He was flying to a dog racing
race. 他以为他等的是命的。
And the passenger thought that the taxi driver was still going to get up.
今天我们讲在圣灵里，在圣灵里面啊，我们觉得是老生常谈，对不对？
And we say, oh, this spirit, we feel that these things are in our mind all the time.
但是因为神当时有了真正在圣灵里，就完全决定我的真实生活的品质和价值。
The Lord was doing in the spirit to determine our value and the worth of our life today.
不光是信奉上是这样，因为我们的生活都是有这个影响。
Not only our services, but how we live each day is greatly influenced.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们不轻看这个在圣灵里的题目。
So, brothers, I want to ask if you want not to look lightly upon this particular topic of being in the spirit.
但是，太重要了。
It is so important.
所以，当我在祷告怎么样给这个系列的信息打结的时候
，And I was praying how we came to a conclusion of the things we've been talking about.
然后我就想到在圣灵里的喜乐
，Came to mind of the joy in the spirit.
然后我很想，我觉得用这样一个题目做打击也是很高兴的事情。
I think it's a very joyous thing to conclude at this point.
我相信今天在这个世界上真正快乐的人其实并不多。
And I believe the number of people who are truly joyful in this world are very few.
真正喜乐的人更少。
Those who are happy are few, but those who are really joyful are more like
喜乐与快乐是深多的一件事
情。Happiness and joyful is joyful is much deeper.
So
being joyful is much deeper than just happiness.
That doesn't mean you're quite good, sometimes it's kind of sweet, or else it's a good one.
And happiness is very temporal, and it's just on the surface.
You know, it's just something that's quite sweet, isn't it?
I would even say that in sin you can find happiness.
但是样子的快乐不仅仅短暂，而是一定带来心神的痛苦。
But that happiness is both temporal and short, but it will bring about a tremendous pain.
地上得到的快乐常常过不去的，而且常常会带来一束光的光。
And that happiness that we obtain in this world, we cannot hold on to it, and oftentimes it brings more pain.
死的是从里面出来的，它是一个。不是我不那么直接受环境影响的，而且是成员的生的。
But joy comes from the inside, it's not easily influenced by the outside and blind.
尤其我们今天基督徒讲到在圣灵里面，这个喜乐是世界上绝对不能给我。
But when we talk about joy in the spirit, this is something that this world cannot give us.
我想我们今天在座的是新来的，因为我以前在中学的时候，我心理学家告诉我们，大人一天平均笑四百次，对不起。小朋友一天平均笑400次的。
And we gave you these statistics before that the little child on average they smile about 400 times a day.
大人一天平均是笑15次。
And the adults on average,
because they have another smile, they have another smile.
Some of you may have another smile.
那你就是因为我成熟了，所以我没有笑那么多。
就是 because I'm mature, so you know I don't laugh.
对不对？因为小孩子一到一岁，他就可以笑30分了。
So little boy just go and they smile a lot, not many times.
那我对温迪的话，笑到不笑，
因为太温柔了。
所以不是我成熟了，所以我不笑。
But I'm mature, so you know I don't usually laugh.
那就是说，一半以上是因为你成熟不笑。
I'm not saying half the time is because you're mature, so you don't laugh either.
那就算你更成熟，反正再少掉一半好。
You're even more mature, take down another half.
I mean, 以所有的人都崇拜人都跟神相处，至少一天被称赞在五十次。
But you even want to show the other person who cares? What
is the reason? 什么原因让我们里面不快乐？
What is the thing that causes not no longer to be joyful?
为什么人越成长快乐越少？
Why is it because the more we grow, the less joyful we become?
为什么当人拥有的经历的越多的时候越不快乐？
And the more we experience, the less we have of this happiness.
因为完全不证明一件事情，就是地上所能提供的快乐都是假的。
It proves one thing that all happiness in this world can offer are all very temporal.
地上所有能够提供的快乐都不够深入，那都是非常表面。
And all happiness in this world can offer are very, very on the surface.
今天我们要弄出要讲的喜乐是圣灵里的喜乐，是人不能给，而且世界不能得出。
And today we'll be talking about the joy of the Holy Spirit, something the world cannot give and people cannot take away.
就这边我们很快的来看一下圣经里面对于喜乐的信息，那个经文非常多。
And many signs of joy.
我非常的挣扎的，我觉得不可能讲完，但是我今天是挑的是很重要的跟大家。
Struggle and not come out in small verses, so I picked out some key ones.
我非常努力跟这边回答啊，所以圣经里面是喜乐、欢乐的经文全部找出来，好好读。
And I really encourage you to want to have a word study of the word joy through the scripture and read it carefully.
那当你读的时候
，and when you read,
你一定发现一件事情
，you'll discover one thing.
圣经上所有喜乐书信之前的形容词。
The description before the word of joy being mentioned is also very strong. So
this is
a great joy.
So it's a great joy.
Everlasting joy.
So
fullness of joy.
I said this is something that I really admire Peter, even though he didn't have a very good training in literary writing.
And we discover as we read through the scripture that joy is a promise. It's a promise to every person. And every talent God has joy is going to be given to us.
So in Psalm 16, it says that your
presence is fullness of joy.
这个喜乐绝对跟神发生关系。
This joy is everything to do with God.
我知道在座有很多朋友是不是原谅我这么说啊？因为我们真正的经历到这个意思。
And forgive me for saying this, all of you who are gospel friends, because we truly experience this ourselves.
可是这个喜乐绝对跟神的关系，还有跟神的旨意发生关系的。
And this joy absolutely has something to do with God, and something to do with His will.
真实的喜乐一定来自于神的存在。真实的喜乐一定来自于我们活在神的旨意中。
True joy comes from the presence of God, and comes from us living in the will of God.
所以在这里说到在你面前
，the first word is that in your presence,
你真正遇见神，你一定喜乐。
If you meet God truly, you will be joyful.
真正到神的存在，一定喜乐。
If you enter into the presence of God, you will be joyful.
所以我为了在座所有的信徒的神的和你的上面有一个指示。
For every child of God, I beg you today.
不要按你是活的，其实是死的。
And that you not be alive only by living, but you are actually
一定要有自己第一手面对面遇见神的经历。
You need to have a first-hand knowledge and experience of God.
那这样子会真的死起来，我们就尝到圣经上所有的应许的。
And that way you will really only step
only when true joy and we see all the benefits in the scriptures. And there was a German girl, as we were visiting Germany, she said, the very first time I saw a blind pastor, that made her feel weird after Jesus and Yeshua. And in fact, that's the day she decided to receive Jesus Christ. She was a little bit of a Christian, she was a little bit of a Christian. And I truly pray that the world would see Christians that are alive. That in our life, we could really live out this word joy. Every single one of us needs to taste it because this is God's promise for us. The second thing is also a command. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and all things give thanks, because this is the will of God for us. Think about the way Paul writes, and I say, why would he mention these three things? And he says, is this God's will for us? But in God's will, he desired that we would be joyful. And then Paul, with a command, he said, be joyful. And again, I will say, be joyful. And yourself, what's your name? Because if God's people will not rejoice, he will not be satisfied. 在他生命中定时的。So you have to be told, yes, it is the final decision. Because the natural outcome, 实际是我们每一个人不够，是我们可以经历的。It's a blessing that all we all have been given, we can experience it individually. 实际神的旨意是神要神已经赐给我们的。God's will is something He's already given to us.
所以今天我们很多的东西不能说因为我有的就没有就没有，要明白我。
And some things we have to know that you can't have a attitude of if I have it, I have it, if I don't, I don't. He's forcing.
实际上你还是跟你说这个宝宝为什么要读书啊？
And just like your kids will come and ask you, why don't you study?
好像不是在让你聪明，让你有智慧，让你成熟啊。
And your dad will say, okay, study to help you to mature, it will help you to be able to gain more knowledge, more understanding.
那孩子如果回答你说，我聪明就聪明，不聪明就聪明，你怎么能够找到聪明？
And they will respond, well, if I'm smart, I'll be smart, right? If I'm dumb, I'm going to be dumb anyway, so how can you help me to be smart?
No, 我成熟就成熟，不成熟就不成熟，你怎么能叫我成熟？
我没学呢。
他在乎公义和平并圣灵这个词。
The righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
公义
righteousness,
和平
peace,
并圣灵这个词的。
The joy in the Holy Spirit.
然后每一个东西都宝贵。
Every single one of these items are
precious. 而你发现圣灵所结的果子。
And you discover that the fruit of the Spirit.
讲到什么
？Speaks of
仁爱，是
吧？
接下来。
And then immediately,
就是死的
，sure.
就是可能有的时候圣灵的果子是单数死的，爱爱各方面的表现。那如果是这样子的话，第一个表现是死
的。Some people explain that the fruit of the spirit is actually love in many manifestations, and immediately the first one is joy.
但是呢，一旦当我们真实的时候
，when a person is truly joyful.
我们就是最好的福音单身。
We are the best gospel.
我们就是最好的见证。
We are the best testimony.
这个东西本身就是喜悦。
And this is something that draws everyone.
大家看你被公司 lay off 了，为什么大家都在那里埋怨生气？而你却唯一说不上来。
And when everyone at work sees that you're laid off, but you have this joy on your face, people will wonder why would you still have that joy?
有一次我去参加一个好几百的上千人的聚会。
And one time I went to a particular service, and there was a particular place testimony that was really moving. His entire house was consumed by fire. He stood right outside his house with his wife in one hand, his child in the other, and they were just gazing at their house being consumed by fire.
你知道吗？他的邻居就是因为看见他如何去面对他长辈火烧的那个表情，那个气质，心里面感动的说：“我要信耶稣。”
And his very neighbor, because he saw the way he reacted for what was happening, came to Christ because of what he saw in his face.
为什么这个见证是最 powerful 的 message?
And this is the most powerful message.
从前没抓到就。几个人，但是这个有二三十个人，好意思说跑到加州来淘金。
And a day in Montana, there's about 20 some odd people that want to come for the gold rush to
camp. 不过一方面这个路途很辛苦啊，所以很多人就跑到这边。
And the journey is very difficult, so many people are still traveling, they gave up and turn around.
到最后只剩两三个人。
And so this group of 20, there's about 2 or 3 that were left.
他们本来就要放弃了。
And they were all about to give up.
就在他们很疲倦的时候，来到一个河边。
Well, as they were in exhaustion, and they came to this river.
他们在那里休息啊，在那里洗的时候，人
就觉得他们是真傻。And as they were beginning to wash themselves and refresh themselves, they discovered the glittering in the sand.
这个谁讲的？
真是金沙。They discovered the glitter in the sand.
我看后面人都不兴奋的意思。
And they were so excited, so they went to purchase this cloth of water and 然后呢，他们两个三个人就是说，也就是口不平，回去要把全场搬来了。
And so they said, we're going to be quiet, we're going to go move on to our next little one.
我听着不是别人这个秘密。
Don't tell anyone the secret.
所以他们三个人就回去了，然后也假装说没人，不打不打，他们三个人反正回去就是想跟家人讲，然后愿意跟别人说。
So they quietly went home, and then in private told their family members, nobody told anyone.
然后过了一个多礼拜，他们三个人准备要走了。
And after a week, about three of them were about to leave.
There
was 300 people that was sitting right there, ready to follow them. So the three of them started arguing among themselves, who told these people? They were passing news. And they discovered among themselves, nobody said it, some of them haven't said any news.
Why should they know this?
So they asked the crowd, how did you guys find out?
是你们的表情告诉我们的。
This is your expression told us.
但是你们那么高兴，那么兴奋，我们知道是有东西的。
We noticed the smile on your faces. We know you found something.
就是我们找到了耶稣，我们找到了人生的喜乐和盼望。这个是真的，真的，真的。
And you find Jesus in the hole, this blind, the something that cannot be covered.
我不是说基督徒不会痛苦，不会有烦恼，不会有伤心的事。
I'm not saying that as a Christian that you won't have any type of sorrow or anything that trouble you.
而这个喜乐是从里面出来的。
But this joy comes from the inside.
尼克森医生说，基督徒是最奇妙的受造，他可以一面流泪一面赞美。
Brother Washington means that the Christians are the most marvelous creatures. They weep at the same time and they can praise at the same time.
我外面有很多的难处，可是我心里面一想到主，一想到他荣耀的旨意，基督他丰盛的恩典，我就喜乐起来。
I have many, many difficulties and obstacles on the outside, but the moment I think about how good our Lord is, I can begin to pray.
主耶稣在撒玛利亚被人要拒绝的时候，一上天祷告，万物响。
And when Jesus was being rejected in Samaria, when he looked up to heaven, he began to pray, he rejoiced.
有一些神学老师在那里讲，他说圣经上一直看见。记得主耶稣哭了，从来没有见主耶稣笑。
And a Sunday school teacher once was teaching the kids and said, "You only see Jesus wept in the scripture. You never saw a scripture where Jesus wept."
那除了我刚才说的，耶稣在撒玛利亚被拒的时候，他上过祷告，恩典祷告。
Only the gospel that I described.
但是你也记得耶稣笑。
But another vision recorded that Jesus smiled. Jesus wept.
然后又想到一个小孩子，他就说：“耶稣一定笑过的。”
And so the Lord here raised the secret that Jesus must have wept.
而且圣经上我没有记，但是耶稣一定笑过的。
And the scripture didn't record it, but And the teacher says, "How do you know?"
我们在这个神朝是哪一个可以说的
？Sunday school teachers who are sitting among us, anyone can give an answer.
那小朋友说，那一天主耶稣说，不要拦阻小孩子到我这里来，
嗯，
就让小孩子到我这里来。
The teacher says, "Do not forbid that the little children will come up to me."
他就跟老师讲，他说如果耶稣不笑了，那小朋友不会到我这里去。
The little child says that if Jesus wasn't smiling, the kids won't want to come.
你看看多少人应当老爸那个小孩子们要把他接回来的时候都很哭，对不对
？You notice that those who are fathers when they're not grabbed on kids, they can feel so much.
你不管他得生病多严肃啊，他一碰到这些小朋友，他就哭笑。
Anthony is always very serious looking it over when he sees the little kids all of a sudden that smile on his face.
啊，或是你刚刚在这边跟别人正在搞得很不愉快，你回头看那个小家伙很一些对你笑，你一定很笑。
And maybe you were just in some conversation that brought down your happiness. When you see this one little baby that was smiling, you need to smile back.
你在公司受了再多的苦，受了再多的委屈，最后你看到你老爸笑了。
So, it's the, no matter how much distress you have at work, when you come home with your old people, so
thank you, Mr. 老师要好好读圣经啊。
So, Sunday school teachers study your Bible well.
现在小朋友多不容易带人
的。Children nowadays is hard to teach.
你看，有时候老师问他说，要主耶稣赦免你们罪以前，我们需要先做什么事
？So, Sunday school teacher asks, before you ask the Lord to forgive you your sins, what must you do?
老师的标准当然是约翰一书第一章第九节，我们若认自己的罪，对不对？
The correct answer is if you confess of your sin.
小朋友说：“那当然是要先犯罪啦。”
很多老师说：“我需要先犯罪。”
你要小心啊，别说错话。
So be careful, keep a hard and teach these things.
啊，就是为这个喜乐是一个见证。
So again, be joyful is a testimony.
而且是圣灵赐的果子。
And it's the fruit of the Spirit.
当我们跟神的关系对齐，
我们 we're in the right relationship with God.
当我们生命真正成长
，so our lives are really growing.
我们越来越知道这个喜乐其实是真实的。
As we know that this joy is something that is more and more real estate.
那我们接下来就要来讲到这个最关键的问题。
And we're going to talk about the most critical point.
就是到底我们怎么样子能够活在喜乐中
？How is that we can live in a pleasant joy？
到底我们能够怎么样子能够真正的得着跟享受这个喜乐
？And how do we see this joy and enjoy？
而是从两大方面讲。
I will look at it from two particular perspectives.
第一件事情
，the very first one，
就是从神、从主耶稣、从圣灵这边来的。
God, which is the Holy Spirit.
喜乐是神跟基督跟圣灵主动的工作。
And a joy is the work of the Lord and the Holy Spirit himself.
神是一个叫人喜乐的神。
Our God is a God that promises to be joy.
而在主的面前就有满足的喜乐。
In the presence of the Lord is what is joy.
而圣灵来，圣经上告诉我们说他，神用油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。希伯来书第一章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9,
it says,
the Lord has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than you. The Lord God has anointed Christ with the oil of gladness, more than all of his companions. So you go, don't get
any of this,
and also, oh God, you gave Christ more, not as much to me. And these physical pain, and even the hurt that we have while in service, a lot of times we bring, the Lord brings about healing because He's anointed.
多少人在百姓中，保罗不称在患难中都是欢欢喜喜的，这是只有神才能做的。
And Paul says that even in tribulation he may be joyful. This is only something that God can do.
多少人殉道者在那里被火烧的时候，居然能够称是他的神。
And so many martyrs, they were giving up their lives.And they're able to sing and rejoice and praise God.
当尸体还被别人石头当场打的打死的时候，他那个颂的神原来怎么敬拜
？And when Stephen was being stoned to death, he's able to actually worship God still.
就是在特殊的事情里面，你会发现神真的不丢球。
And you discover that in these
incredible and special circumstances that say I'll never forsake us. But it's just turn to God.
但主的灵是要叫我们安慰医治的神，对不对
？The Spirit of God always comforts us and causes us to rejoice.
所以《加拉太书》前书第一章第六节，保罗说：“你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。”
First Thessalonians chapter 1, the letter you see, the word of my affliction, the joy of the Holy Spirit, you rejoice.
This is the joy of the Holy Spirit.
This joy is not something you squeeze by squeezing a toothpaste. This is something the Holy Spirit
gives you. This is something
the one that is the anointing of the oil of anointing upon you.
And you see, this is the joy of the Holy Spirit, and the ministry.
And Isaiah chapter 21 is speech of the ministry of the Messiah.
主的灵在他身上的时候，叫他是传福音给贫穷人听。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon him that he may preach the good news.
然后呢，叫差他要医好伤心的人。
That he heal the broken heart.
外包被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
Proclaim liberty to the captive.
啊，就像经上讲起来，讲到要赐华贵与西安悲哀的人，带着欢喜。
And then it's to give them beauty and ashes instead of mourning.
也就是说，他用喜乐油代替悲哀，用赞美衣代替忧伤的人。
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
用这个衣人先就是讲代替。
And you see all these substitutes.
那是圣灵给的。
It's something the Holy Spirit
圣灵主动的。
The Holy Spirit personally.
而且我们愿意把自己的忧伤交给主，他就把他的喜乐交给我们。
We're willing to give the Lord our sorrows, He will give us His joy.
如果我们自己去解决自己的忧伤的话，你发现你很难从忧伤里面走出来。
If we try to resolve our own sorrow, you discover it's very hard for you to get out.
有时候我们伤害受到多到一个地步的时候，这个伤害会变成很毒的，那很痛。
A lot of times these thorns that comes to us and may accumulate to the point where we become bitter.
如果我们早一点把我们的忧伤的灵交给主，他就会先赞美你的慈爱。
And the sooner we give the Lord our spirit of sorrow, the sooner He will give us the spirit of joy.
我们把悲哀交给他，他用喜乐的油。
And again, we give our heaviness to Him, He will give us the spirit of joy.
这是第一件事情。
第二件事情。
第二件事情是讲到我们这一面的讲究。
Secondly,
it has to do with us. And this is
what we're talking about.Being joyful in the Holy Spirit.
当我们把圣经上所有关于喜乐的经文读出来的时候
，and when we go and study all the scriptures concerning the word of joy,
我们发现的第一个特点是它用的形容词很强烈。
And the very first thing we discover is all the adjectives concerning joy is very, very strong.
而我们发现的第二个特点是这个喜乐其实是有条件的。
And secondly, we discover that this joy is actually conditional.
在客观的事实上，基督已经完全给我们了，毫无保留的给我们。
From a objective point of view, this is something that the Lord has joy something the Lord has already given us.
But in our subjective experience, how can we make these things manifest and become our life?
From a subjective speaking, how do we allow all these realities to become something that is real in our life?
我在这里正好为我们这个机会有一个答题。第一件事情讲到在圣灵里的祷告和我的喜乐。有受苦的呢，他就应该去祷告，对不对
？And those who are in pain, you need to go pray.
因为什么呀？我们今天不管你的光景怎么样
，No matter what condition you are in today,
如果我们羡慕比我现在的光景更好的话
，We desire to be in a better condition than I am today.
永远就是一条路。
There's only but one way.
尊重他
，turn to God，
转向主
，turn to God。
如果你已经犯罪，痛苦的要死，仇敌控告的要死
，if you just sin and you're under condemnation of evil，
我们也不需要转向主
，the only you can do is turn to God。
我们刚刚受的伤害，受的激动
，we were hurt， we were moved。
怎么能够平静里面的波浪
？I thought you were calm the storm that is inside me。
怎么样能够安抚里面的伤痕呢
？How do I turn to the world within me.
决定性的转向主。
The only helps in turning to God.
所以说，可能在圣灵里的祷告都有个喜乐，受到我们的指挥，就是转向主。
The prayer in the Holy Spirit to rejoice is the very act of turning to God.
有些经文我们都很熟，以赛亚在以赛亚书都是用的两次。
We know this particular verse very well, used in the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书35:53都用了，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
而且耶和华救赎的名必归回，歌唱来到西安，
永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得到欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。大家注意到啊，当我们归回的时候，
什么叫做
归回？就是 make a
U-turn. What is to be turned is making a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
什么时候我们都可以180度转向。
Regardless of what condition you're in, you can make a U-turn to God.
现在
even right now,
如果你的心还是不能集中在事实上面。
If your heart and your mind cannot focus on the things you're doing, you're still bound by the worries of this world.
任何时候，任何时候，每个都
成
就到。
You can make a U-turn to God.
当我们转向神的时候
，Whenever you turn to God,
然后就从神的眼中有乐，一定回到他的身上。
The everlasting joy will be upon their head.
就大家翻译啊，就是从 everlasting joy.
And again, look at the word everlasting.
啊，这是因为我刚刚开始讲的那一个笑话，你觉得好笑？
笑
话
是 I told you that you always come to me one.
我不说，不只是想那个提前去时间再到全世界去拉电影，咱们再笑一下。
You don't need to think about the joy, but I just said, oh, I'll laugh it again.
这个笑话笑的意思。
These jokes here once you laugh the first time, you won't laugh again the second time.
That's a state of this, that's a big everlasting joy.
But the joy that God gives is an everlasting joy.
Okay? 永乐必归到他们头上。
Everlasting joy will be on their head.
他们必得到欢喜快乐。
They shall obtain joy and gladness.
啊，这是很多的翻译说到他们会得到欢喜快乐。
And lastly, because they shall receive.
啊，我蛮喜欢 NIV 的这一个翻译。
I like the translation of not being this particular verse.
它是 graduation of joy will overtake them.
It says, "Arise, the joy will overtake them."
只是这个使命把他们给
是的。This gladness, this joy will grab a hold of
them. 哦，不光是我们会得到，他们这个来抓住你的。
Not only that we will lay hold of them, but they're chasing us. They're grabbing us.
这个抓住你，这个是你逃都逃不掉的，你死都不
会。We will take you. You can't run from it.
我们真的看过那些丧子在最心痛的人，这件事情突然间圣灵的血流如膏的时候，哇！
And we see when sisters when they're in deep sorrow and deep hurt, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit lays hold of them, overcomes them, and they rejoice and they laugh.
It's like, what's the name of the soul that they said that it's sick?
It's not because the hurt is so severe that they lost their mind.
But suddenly, you know, you're about to be functioning. And for the sake of the Holy Spirit,
if this oil of gladness has encompassed them, and they can't start be sorrowful anymore, because they know the child is the presence of God. And though emotionally we can't seemingly endure, but we are comforted by the Lord.
我听到好几个弟兄姊妹，当包括你、包括你师母，曾经做过见证，最亲爱的父亲或是母亲去世的时候，那个痛苦让我们没有办法得到安慰。
I've heard many brothers and sisters testify, including Sister Nancy, that their parents passed away that hurt, that they feel out of normal, they couldn't be comforted.
当他们祷告、主宰、圣主的时候，上帝的心就从这喜乐安慰里。
But whenever they begin to pray, they turn to the Lord, this unspeakable comfort will come in.
虽然心里面是喜乐的，但心里面不是那样子的痛苦。
And the heart still feels a sense of loss, but it's no longer in agony and in pain.
他们说忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And then the scripture says the sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
你看这个C.S. Lewis 说，你如果突然一下子这个杀到地下室地窖里面去的时候。
And C.S. Lewis will say that if all of a sudden you were thrown into the dungeon,
the conscience of Lewis,
and you discover all the wrath that started to run away from you.
就是你如果顶着灯下去的话，什么东西都逃光光。
Come down with a torch, you see that they begin to disperse. And it's like they're fleeing away from you.
忧愁其实是控制住了。
Sorrow and sighing, oftentimes they want to grab a little, hold on to
us. 什么样子让忧愁开始在你身上没有这个力量，甚至把它杀掉？
How do you make sure that they have no power to cling on to you, and even to the point that they want to run from you?
就像圣经上讲的，只有一条方法，就是这条方法，我们才行。
And the scripture says that there's only one way, and that is turning to God.
所以说，我们在人生中，在圣灵里的祷告，就一定是这样的。
And I ask all of you that in your sorrows, turn to the Lord and pray, the Lord will come for us.
因为我们说到什么叫祷告，祷告叫做人与神在圣灵中的相会与 And what is prayer? Prayer is a communion between God and man in the Spirit.
当我们真的在灵里面进到神的里面，在神的里面，一定得到神。When
in the Spirit we see an angel in the presence of God, we will rejoice.
当我们被神祷告的时候，就是怀心祷告，就是说，心欢喜的灵快乐，就一天一句话。And
our sister Helen prayed that my heart is glad, my heart rejoices.
哎，你姊妹祷告的时候，上一句呢？
What's the phrase before these words?
因为将耶和华常摆在我面前。
Because I always set the Lord before me.
当我们把主真摆在面前的时候，
we truly set the Lord always before.
如果主现在不在我们面前，我们回转向他，把他摆在面前的时候，
if the Lord is not in front of us, then whenever we turn to the Lord, He's in front of us.
我的心就不自由了。
My heart will no longer be moved and shaken.
然后我的心。 我的灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住。My
heart is glad, my heart rejoices, and I will be steadfast.
那我是不是要过好生活？
Don't you love this kind of living?
那上一句是什么？
Now what is the word before that?
将耶和华常摆在我们面前。
I've always set the Lord before me.
在你我的生活里面，在我们每一天的日子里面，当主被摆在面前。
Every single day of our lives, as long as the Lord is put in the right place,
以下的东西是自然的结果。
The things that follow are for consequence.
那是神的事，不是我们的事。
That's God's responsibility, not ours.
心欢喜愉快，这是结果。
Your heart is glad, your heart rejoices. That's a result.
老师，现在的经文，我们第一件事情，我们是要好好去操练在圣经里的祷告。老师，
the very first thing I would encourage everyone learn to pray the Spirit.
每一次在祷告中，让自己跟主单独面对面的生活，这真的是对神的一个挑战。
As you pray, come face to face by yourself with God. It's a precious moment.
我在生活忙忙忙忙忙，累到一个地步都不正常了。可是你安静下来的时候，哎呀，你会觉得。
这个是什么？这个是对的地方，那我来的地方，我们说啊，对，we've been so busy in our lives to the point that we're so heavy. As soon as you turn to the Lord and you come to that point of quietness, you know this is the place I ought to be.
不用命令说不可想的只有一件事情，我们自己知道就是不能想。You only want
to command you. There's one thing that you cannot do without. You know that very moment I cannot do without.
第二件事情，讲到在圣灵里的事，因着圣灵里的事，奉到我的心。Secondly,
the joy that comes in serving in the Holy Spirit.
我们说到当你真爱一个人的时候，
and when we say that when you truly love someone,
第一件事情你必须要花时间跟他在一起。
The very first thing is you have to spend time with that person.
如果你都不想花时间跟他在一起的话，你怎么跟他在一起？
You don't want to spend time with that person. Don't marry that person.
因为这个他根本不是真爱。Because
he really doesn't love you.
因为他们一直想花时间。You
really love that person. You want to spend time with that person.
Secondly,
and very naturally, you want that person to be happy. You want to do the things that is according to that person's heart.
We
oftentimes we sing, oh, what a joy that comes from serving the Lord. I remind everyone in our prayer meeting, service and serving Jesus, there has got to be an equal sign between these two phrases. And whenever that equal sign disappears in our services, there's something wrong. We get tired, we will complain, we want to give up. And we need to be brought back to that place and realize I did it for the Lord. Whatever I've done in my brothers and sisters' life, I've done it for the Lord. This is very important. The joy that comes from living in the Holy Spirit. And Paul says, not only be born of the Spirit, but the live according to the Spirit.
Oh, we are live in the Spirit.
We need to live each stay in the Spirit. 不光是 live by the Spirit, we are living in the Spirit.
We need to live by the Spirit and live in the Spirit.
不光靠着圣灵活，而且是活在圣灵。
Not only living by the power of the Spirit, but you're living in the presence of the Spirit.
鱼是要靠水活哈，
但是你不是光用喂水在里面活的。
And the fish needs to live inside the realm of the water. If you don't drop the water on the fish, it's gonna live.
跟妈妈弄奶时，因为她一样，过一个小时就是刚给吃鱼的一个喂点水。
A mom would feed her baby with milk, so you feed the fish with water.
That's
not enough.
就是到了真实的圣灵真实。
When you're really walking in the Spirit,
这个保证是我们这个随从圣灵的人提出圣灵的事。
And those who are mindful of the Spirit, who live according to the Spirit, be mindful of the Spirit.
随从圣灵的人是生命的主人。
And those who live according to the Spirit is a peace.And life by the peace.
所以当我们真正在圣灵中生活行事的时候，真实的喜乐也是真实的。
So when we live each day and each moment in the Spirit, life and peace will also come.
我没有时间去讲太多太多喜乐的秘诀。
Can't go into the specific details of the secret of joy.
除了刚刚我们说圣灵主动的工作以外
，other than the fact that this is the work of the Holy Spirit of Himself.
在我们这里面，真实的不只是带过去啊，至少几件事是我们等一下为这些事情祷告。
On our side, I can only very quickly bring up.Pull them out to you, but we need to pray for them when we go home.
那么我会开始讲几个问题。
I only want to focus on one or two of those items.
第一件事情
，very first one，
学习顺服。
Learn to obey the Lord.
顺服是我们喜乐的秘诀。
Obedience is the source of joy.
大卫弟兄说：“神的旨意从神那里，让你做喜乐。”
Brother Darby says, "Whatever the Spirit of the Lord can move, there is joy."
我想我们这个点就是我最想我们多讲的，然后这个读一下约翰福音十五章第十节到十一节。
John 15，
这是昨天早晨祈祷的时候，于是那个在祈祷的时候讲这些经，我们一起来读啊。
John 15:9-11，
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了。并且要叫你的喜乐存在你的心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。在这里，主告诉我们说，当我们肯遵从他赐福他的时候
，And here the Lord says, "If you're willing to obey my command,"
接下来一个结果是我们住在他的爱里。
And the consequence of that is that we will abide in His law.
而当我们真正在他爱里的时候
，We're really abiding in His law.
就是接下来一个结果。
And the consequence, will follow.
第一个叫我们喜乐怎么样？存在你的心里
，that His joy may remain in us。
而且他注意这个翻译把这个 key words，
the key word that is being translated，
the joy 可以 remain， 可以保留在你里面。
That my joy may remain or be kept inside of you。
很多时候这是我们不喜乐的时候的一种。
And a lot of times not because we can't be joyful， but the joy。
很多时候不是没有喜乐浇灌下来的习惯，是要把它给抑制。
Not that joy cannot be kept or lost。It's not that joy cannot descend on us， but the joy cannot be kept or lost。
它不能被人，不能被保留。
The joy cannot remain， it cannot be kept。
而一个持续顺服主的人，他的喜乐是满意的，是被保留的。
And a person who obeys the Lord continuously is something a person that can cause the joy to be made。
第二个叫我们的喜乐可以满足。
And secondly, that the joy may be full。
很多时候喜乐不够满，
不够。Because the joy is a little bit, it's not full enough。
所以我绝对相信在这个地方里面都是喜乐。
I believe that every single one of you experience
joy， 但是这两个都是我们的遗憾，就是一个留不住，第二个不够满。
But the tragedy that we share is one that they don't remain and two they're not full enough，
你看主耶稣给了我们多
少。But the Lord has given us a wonderful command。
好好爱主，好好顺服他，还是告诉我们，这就是喜乐的秘诀。
Love Him and obey Him, that is the secret of your joy.
第二件事情，在喜乐的程度直接跟感恩的程度成正比。
The capacity of joy has everything to do with the capacity of thankfulness.
我们的心中有充足的感恩。
And your life, learn to be thankful.
凡事谢恩。
And all things to thank.
才能告诉我们喜乐的主人。
And you discover the joy will begin to
grow. You see, 有一个很聪明，前面有一个人跑去请帮，他说：“妈咪，我哭到，我心都哭到，我没有办法活下去。”
And there's a very poor Jewish man who went to see his rabbi. He said, "My
my livelihood is so impoverished, I don't know how I'm going to go out of the corner of the book, but it's not going to be a small room, my entire family is squeezed inside that room, but we have no financial resources, and we're in bitterness. And so the rabbi asked him, do you have any sheep? I said, no, you're trying to bring me. And I said, what Jew doesn't have a sheep? And then he told the father, you just see it. And he said, listen to me, you won't have to. I'm going to look at one of the phones and listen to you. Go herd your sheep into your dwelling, you won't have to. I'm going to look at the sheep when you talk to them. So all the Jews are very obedient to the rabbi. And so he went and herded up all his sheep into his house. He can go home in his room, and he says, yeah. And after a week, the rabbi said, how do you know? He told him, you go see the goats and everything so good. And he said, we're even more miserable. All the goats are with us. We're terrible right now. And he said, let me see you. And so the rabbi said, do you have any chicken?
Yeah, I'll put the rest.
He said, yeah, I have them. Not many, only 10 of them.
I said, okay.
Okay, go bring your chicken into your dwelling.
It's definitely the best one I've had to say.
Another week, he met the rabbi and Aaron. The rabbi said, how's it going? And he said, oh, I'd rather go to hell. And he said, I'm going to tell you what to do. Go home and cast out all this lost stuff. And then he did that. He went back to the rabbi. He said, rabbi, they got what? And I was so happy. I was like, I'll stick them all out of the house.
And he told me, that's all they got. And he said, two, six, triple passage.
All the smell, everything, all gone. So then I said, how's that? All the people that left the house are my kids.
I don't have to. And I guess I'm going to say, this is something that's all I see.
That's what we're going to see. These are examples of being joyful because of comparison. But we didn't learn to be thankful before the Lord.
So we didn't pay the Lord to tell the Lord.
And for what God has already given us, we need to be thankful.
This is the thing that's for you. And so that's what we're
going to see. But thirdly, joy has anything to do with us departing from self-centeredness. If every single day you're focusing on yourself, your own needs, your own feelings, you have no joy.
So they do the
problem. Why do
they do the challenge?
Give yourself a challenge. No matter who God will bring you to, you want to ask that the Lord would bless this person because of your existence. Your health, your work, your encouragement, or whatever you're doing. I trust that next week you'll come back and you'll get hold of me and say, brother, you, God bless you. You go home and you see mom and dad, you want to say, I want mom and dad to be happy because of me. Don't let your parents nag you all the day long and say, you got to study. You don't want them to nag you that way. They don't want to nag you that way. It's not only the relationship between parents and children, our relationship with everyone around us.
I'm going to go to the hospital. 我们跟隔壁的一个人，我们为他点上一句祝福的话，就是让他喜乐，好不好？
啊，祝福，someone next to you was an encouragement。那祷告，祷告是要握手，祷告，那是 pray for each other。Couple words，几句话就好。A few words, pray for each other, bless each other。主，我们感谢你。我其实就是 want to thank you。你来就是要安慰一些受伤的人。You came to comfort all those who are broken hearted。你来把喜乐留在给我。You came to bring all our oil of gladness。主，我们赞美你。Lord, we praise you。为着你这满了说不尽的恩典，我们感谢你。For the joy that is unspeakable, we thank you。但愿喜乐在我们不再是陌生或遥远的一件事。For the joy is no longer something that is far, something we don't understand。成为我们每一天的生活，成为我们具体的见证。We pray that you will be part of our everyday lives and our testimonies。让这个喜乐不仅仅是满足的喜乐。And not only the joy of that is fullness， 而且是你的喜乐。But it is eternal， 能够长存在我们里面。And that will be made in us。谢谢。We thank you, God。安慰我们在座所有在人生中的弟兄。Help for all those who are in difficult times。祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名。We pray in Jesus' name。Amen。